From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1039th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry tonight, starring Marty Robbins.
I came to town to search for gold, and I brought with me a memory, and I seem to hear the night winds cry, go hang your dreams on the hanging tree, your dreams of love could never be. Hang your faded dreams on the hanging tree.
Hang tree.
Now there were men who craved my gold, and men to take my gold from me. When a man is gone, he needs no gold, so they carried me to the hanging tree to join my dreams and a memory. Yes, they carried me to the hanging tree.
The hanging tree.
To really live, you must almost die. And it happened just that way with me. They took the gold and set me free. And I walked away from the hanging tree. I walked away from the hanging tree. And my own true love, she walked with me. That's when I knew that the hanging tree was a tree of life, new life for me. A tree of a hope, new hope for me. A tree of love, new love for me. The hanging tree. The hanging tree,
the hanging tree,
the hanging tree.
Marty Robbins and his big Columbia record, The Hanging Tree, from the Warner Brothers motion picture of the same name. I'm Dave Overton, filling in for Grant Turner, who's on a well-earned vacation. Welcome, Marty. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. As Grant would say, we've got a great show lined up for the good people tonight. There are those two Opry regulars, Miss June Carter and Archie Campbell. Chet Atkins is on hand, String Bean, Tommy Jackson, Ben Smathers, and all of the Stony Mountain Cloggers. And as our very special guest, that smiling boy from down Moultrie, Georgia way, Stonewall Jackson. We'll be hearing from Stonewall in just a very few minutes.
Oh, you're right, Dave, but right now it's my pleasure to introduce a man who really needs no introduction because he's already met everybody. Here he is right now, Archie Campbell.
Hey, good to see ya.
Marty, how are you?
Good, good, good. Hey, was there a fella backstage looking for me a while ago?
How's that?
Archie? I said, was there a man backstage looking for me a while ago?
Did he have on a brown suit?
Yeah.
Red-headed?
Yeah.
Little thin Mustang?
Yep.
About 6 feet tall?
That's right.
No, he ain't back there. I ain't seen him. Anyhow. No, he ain't back there. Say, you know that girl you introduced me to a while ago?
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking her home tonight.
You going to take that girl home?
Yes, sir.
You told me that you wouldn't take a girl home that had never been kissed.
Well, I wouldn't take a girl home that had never been kissed.
Well, now, this girl has never been kissed.
Well, she ain't home yet either.
Way rough with you.
All right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Coming you're through fine woo. Tonight, Mark.
You are a great lover, aren't you?
How's that?
I said, you're a great lover, aren't you?
You said it, I didn't.
Oh,
I'll tell
goodness.
You the truth, though. One time, now this is the truth, friends and neighbors. One time, there was two women that took pistols to decide which one of them was going to get me.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What happened?
One of them got me in the leg and the other in the arm. Yeah, but I'll tell you, I go for that Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Lord, yes,
oh,
I love
it. Oh, let me add, what in the world has Marilyn Monroe got that June Carter ain't got?
How's that?
I said, what has Marilyn Monroe got that June Carter ain't got?
Tell him. You've been drinking that army coffee again, ain't you?
Sure enough. Now, Archie,
what has Marilyn Monroe got? That
June hasn't got. That's right.
Well, nothing, I guess, except Monroe's got it where it belongs.
Hey, old June's got where it belongs, too.
Well, come to think about it, I just checked on it. You're right.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, boy, you see this girl sitting right down there? See that right there?
Oh, yeah.
Brother, that's the kind of woman. Yeah. Would you mind standing up, honey? Throw the spotlight on her. Now, buddy, there is... Woo! You know why...
You take this, I'll go on.
Wait a minute, come here. You know why I like her? You know that old saying?
Yeah.
Gentlemen prefer blondes?
Well, that's not a blonde.
Yeah, and I ain't no gentleman either.
Archie Campbell, the man who set Bull Gap's Tennessee back worse than the big cyclone of 1939.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's for sure, Dave. But now don't you think it's time that you introduced our guest?
To who? Maybe I should say to whom.
You better watch that kind of stuff or some owl's going to come along and think you're a relative. Come on, why don't you introduce the guest?
Okay, Martin. Neighbors, here he is, the pride of the Cracker State, Stonewall Jackson. Yay! Yes, sir, Stonewall Jackson. Welcome to the network portion of the Grand Ole Opry, Stonewall. It's my line. Don't worry about it, Marty. It's a pleasure to have you with us here, Stonewall, boy.
Oh, let me tell you, that does go double for me, Stone. Sure
Thank
does.
You a lot, Martin, and it is my pleasure we can make it.
Stonewall, now, you know me, and you know that I'm telling the truth when I say that I am a man of few words.
Yeah, Marty.
Well, it just seems like I talk a lot because I say those same few words so often. But
I have heard that said a whole lot of ways, but go ahead anyway.
Well, I'm going to say the few words just once. You sing that great hit you recorded for Columbia, Waterloo.
Waterloo, Waterloo.
Was the first in history with an apple. He was tempted and deceived just for spite. The devil made him take a bite, and that's where old Adam met his Waterloo.
Waterloo.
General Napoleon of France tried to conquer the world but lost his pants, met defeat on his Bonaparte's retreat, and that's when Napoleon met his Waterloo.
Waterloo.
Feller, whose darling proved untrue, took her life, but he lost his two-night swing, where the little birdie sang, and that's where old Dooley met his Waterloo.
Waterloo.
Thank you, Stoney. Well, here it is, Labor Day weekend, Marty, and so far I haven't seen you do a single bit of work.
No, and I've got some news for you there, Davy. This is one holiday when I don't aim to do anything but just loaf. I'm going to load up my pipe with some good smoke in the back and just take things easy.
Prince Albert smoking tobacco, I hope.
Why, what else? You know, Prince Albert's got that mild and mellow flavor I go for. Fact is, so do most smokers. And PA's got that smooth and easygoing taste that's just right for pipe smoker or roll-your-own fans. And being crimp cut, PA packs right. Burns steady and cool without hot spots. But don't you take my word for it, friends, because the proof is in the puffin'. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
Right, Marty, and because Prince Albert sells the fastest, it's the freshest. Friends, remember, the proof is in the puffing. So light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Now it's time to get the kinks out of your legs, so grab a partner and join in the dancing with Tommy Jackson, Ben Smathers, and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers as they cut a few capers to the tune of Blackberry Blossom. Jackson and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers. Thank you very much, Tommy. Thank you, dancers. Well, now, Marty, I've been around the Grand Ole Opry for more years than I'd like to think of, but I'm a little hazy as to details. What do we do next?
Well, we do just about anything we want to, Dave. You see, aren't any rules at all.
Well, that's good, good.
But usually about this spot in the show where we sing one of the fine old hymns.
Sounds like a great idea.
So this evening we've selected one of the real, real old ones. Happens to be a favorite of folks all over the country, and it's a favorite of mine. So with the help of everybody, here it is. Tell Mother I'll Be There.
When I was but a little boy, how well I recollect how I would grieve my mother with my folly and neglect. But now she up in heaven, and I miss her tender care. Oh, Savior, tell my mother I'll be there. Tell mother I'll be there in answer to her prayer. Savior, tell my mother I'll be there. Tell mother I'll be there and join with her in prayer. Oh, Savior, tell my mother I'll be there. Oh, I would often wavered. She was always kind and good, so patient, gentle, loving, when my ways were rough and rude. My childhood grief and trials she would gladly with me share. Oh, Savior, tell my mother I'll be there.
Thank you very much, friends. But now, Dave, it's time we got on with the show, so will you introduce the next featured performer?
Be glad to, Marty, but he really doesn't need any introduction because he's just about the best-known guitar picker in the business, Chet Atkins, playing 12th Street Rag. Here he is.
Thank you.
And one of his fine numbers. Chet, you sure do play that thing, but let's not slow the show down while we've got it rolling so fast. So without any further ado, here's that lovable, laughable girl, Miss June Carter.
Thank you. But thank you all just a whole lot, and I want to talk to Marty Robbins.
Oh, I want to talk to you, too.
Hey, hello there, Marty.
Howdy, Junie.
Did you know how dressed up I am? That's because I've been to New York. I just got home.
Is that right?
Yeah, I went up there to audition for this show, and there was a whole bunch of people up there auditioning, and I was singing in the true Tennessee fashion. Yeah, I sung through my nose. Oh, yeah, I tell them and smell them at the same time. I had a big time up there, but they had all kinds of girls up there. Y'all ought to seen them girls,
oh,
Marty.
I wanted to.
They had one up there that had a silver fox down to her knees,
yeah,
and a bald-headed wolf up to her chin. Woo! She did. She come in there, and she had on one of them little tight-fitting dresses, you know. It was too little for her. It was one of them tight things, and she was just swishing along coming through there. And she just kind of run into me while I was coming through there myself. And me, just being an old Tennessee girl, I kind of said under my breath, I said, I think I need a bodyguard. And she looked me up and down from one end to the other, and she said, honey, what you need is a body. I said, well, old smart aleck, you could give me part of yours. Looks to me like you got a little more than you can handle. She said, you little old smart Tennessean, you. She said, I'll have you know that I wintered in Florida and I summered in Texas and I springed in Maine. I said, yes, sir, honey, and you falled on your head, too. Listen, I couldn't stand it no longer. Buddy, I kicked her ankle. That's what I done. I kicked her ankle, and then I hauled off, and I wound up my foot again, and I kicked her in the stomach.
You kicked her in the stomach?
I kicked her right in the stomach, Marty.
Well, why did you kick her in the stomach?
I just couldn't get my leg up no higher. That's why. I tell you one thing, I never hit a girl when she's down.
Is that right?
No, sir, it's easier to kick them when they're down.
You know, June, I believe that the devil must have prompted you to knock that girl down and kick her in the stomach.
Well, now, the devil might have prompted me to knock her down, Marty. But that kicking her in the stomach, that was my idea. Oh. Woo! I like it here in Tennessee better than I do up yonder anyway. And I like it down here because, you see, I got a letter from an old boyfriend of mine. It made me feel good. Old Eddie Parker.
Oh, yeah.
The old boyfriend of mine, he's down here tonight. But I'd like for everybody to hear my love letter that he sent me this last week. I want y'all to hear it, too, because y'all are my friends. Dear June, adorable one, every minute I'm away from you seems like a century. I would sacrifice my life for a glimpse of your fair countenance. I would crawl 10,000 miles across a fiery desert for one look at your blue eyes. I would swim the seven seas to lay my heart at your feet. I would fight an army for one of your smiles. There's nothing that I would not dare or do for you. Your sweetheart, old Ed. P.S. I'll be over tonight if it don't rain.
This is Marty Robbins for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. It's the freshest
rinse out,
mild and mellow.
That's PA.
Cool and steady burning.
Rinse out.
Mild and mellow flavor and cool and steady burning. Prince Albert, that's PA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffin. And you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's always fresh.
Now here's our special guest back once again. Here's Stonewall Jackson singing Life to Go. Stonewall Jackson.
I've got a sad, sad story, friend, that I don't like to tell. I had a home and family, but when they locked me in the cell, I've been in here 18 years, a long, long time, I know. But time don't mean a thing to me, 'cause I've got life to go. Well, I went one night where the lights were bright, just to see what I could see. I met up with an old friend who just thought the world of me. Well, he bought me drinks and he took me to every honky-tonk in town. Then words were said and now he's dead. I just had to bring him down. Well, it's been a long, long time now since I've heard from my wife. I know I'd be there with her yet if I hadn't used the knife. Well, I'll bet that little girl of mine don't realize, no. Her daddy's been here 18 years and still got life to go. Well, I'll bet there's not one man outside that spent this long in jail. I'll be here in this prison till my body's just a shell. No, I can't be free to go and see the ones that I love so. I've been in here 18 years. I've still got life to go. Yes, I've still got life to go. Oh, I've still got life to go.
Stonewall Jackson, Life to Go. Well, sir, it's time we heard from another of our great Opry regulars, a boy with the longest shirt and the shortest pants, the Kentucky Wanderer himself. Here's String Bean.
I'm going down this long, lonesome road. I ain't going to be this Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Well, the $2 sure hurt my foot. Well, the $2 sure hurt my foot. Well, the $2 sure hurt my foot. I ain't gonna be pretty some way.
Our star, Marty Robbins. Say, Marty, I just learned a few minutes ago that radio station CKDM, Dauphin, Manitoba, Canada, is with us tonight for the first time. We welcome them. Here he is, the star of our show, Marty Robbins, with his latest Columbia record, Last Night About This Time. Marty!
You were in my arms last night about this time. And the world belonged to me, 'cause you were mine. For a moment I thought everything was fine, 'cause the world was mine last night about this time. But it isn't in your plans that you should care, and the lips I kiss are lips I only share. And the kiss you gave was never really mine. Love walked in and out last night about this time. Tonight you hold another in your arms, and he'll thrill the way I did to all your charms. And he'll kiss the same sweet lips I wish were mine, just the way I did last night about this time. Last night about this time you made a vow. You were having fun and it means nothing now. I was foolish, yes, so foolish and so blind, that I fell in love last night about this time.
Well, that's it for this station, neighbors. But before we cut out of here, I want to tell you just how nice it's been having you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry. I know you're going to enjoy next week's show because Don Gibson, the Golden Boy, is going to be on hand. He's going to have Carl Smith along as his guest. Now, this is Marty Robbins saying thanks. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes, but when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days, but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camels, a real cigarette. America's most popular cigarette for the 10th straight year. Now, it sure makes sense, because with Camels, you get the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. And the Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.